Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks, and I am your lifetime imprint leader. I am extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves through the four components of life. You know, I've always told you that those components are spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal development, and professional development. I am that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they are gone. Again, my name is Dr. Betty Speaks, and I hold global virtual group and family workshops on leaving an imprint. I will help you understand the importance of rising above your life encounters and show you how you too shall facilitate simple things into your lives just by getting rid of the stress that plagues our nation. You see, I have a special guest with me today, and I'm telling you, this special guest, we have been tethered together for years. I shouldn't ask her how many years, but I tell you that it is a two-digit number, and you know how I am with relationships. So as I go on, I want to thank you for tuning in for into Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. You see, this is that intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics that are designed to encourage listeners worldwide. That's right, I said worldwide, with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from overcoming the things that you thought you couldn't do. So as I introduce my guest today, let me tell you, we both thank you for tuning in, because once again, you'll be listening to nothing but the stone cold truth. And if you're lacking in motivation right now, to the point that is keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person that's standing in your way is you.
Yeah.
So today, I would introduce you, but if she failed to introduce herself correctly, I promise you I'm going to come back and authenticate her. She is not only a sister in, you know, an agape sister to me, she's definitely a dear friend, and I'm not going to say any more, but to just say, let us welcome Pastor, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Tell us who you are and where you are hailed from.
Yes, I am Pastor Sharon Cotton, coming all the way from the beautiful city of Boston, Massachusetts, where the cold is trying to sneak in on us.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. So it is a little bit chilly right now.
I can only imagine, Pastor Cotton. You know what? I love what it is that you do. And people, let me tell you, she's on social media, so she's already a global educational minister, you know. So I'm telling you, and I may have messed her title up just a little, but she is definitely an educator, you know, when it comes to Christianity and when it comes to you experiencing a life change now. We're saying embracing that life change. And the reason you have to embrace it, it's like we said before, the only person can do it is you. One of the things that she and I both know, that you is your own uniqueness. Your own uniqueness.
Oh,
you
God.
Own uniqueness. So yeah. Pastor, I'm going to turn the mic over to you for a moment, because I just want the audience to know your thoughts on embracing a life change now, and the necessity of that embracement.
Awesome. So just before I begin that, I just have to let you know how quickly God confirms things. And so my live this morning to the people was exactly what you just stated out of your mouth, to be your unique self. To be your unique self. And so with that being said, you know, that's one of the things I had to embrace, right? Mm-hmm. I had to embrace that I am unique. I don't fit in with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And my travels are often alone. And so I had to embrace that. But just a little bit about how I had to come and embracing my life change, yeah. Right? I was married almost 30 years. And one day, my ex-husband actually had the audacity to come out of his mouth and said he wanted a divorce. And I said, what are you talking about? What do you mean you want a divorce? We have children. We have grandkids. It too sounded like Charlie Brown. Womp, 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 womp. Like I was devastated. I was devastated. And so long story short, you know, I had to comply with what he wanted. Mm-hmm. I had to comply with that. And even though my world was shaken, my heart was in pieces, you know, didn't know what was next. I cried all over the place. I mm-hmm. cried in my car, on my mama's shoulder, on my daughter's shoulder, mm-hmm. in my office when nobody was looking at night. I couldn't see. It was a total mess. But I had to embrace that. And the way that I embraced it, he kept saying, you know, he was adamant that it was going to happen. He was going to pay for it. He gave me a date and all of that. When the date came, he still didn't have the money. I said, you know what? Meet me at the courthouse.
Yes.
Meet me at the courthouse. And so I went, got the paperwork. And the clerk told me that it was going to take about a year. And so when I left that clerk going down that escalator, I said, Father, if this is what he wants, please do not let me be tied up in this for a whole year. By the time we made it to divorce court, when we got there, God had already cleared the line. We were next for the clerk. And then we had to go to the magistrate. There was no line for the magistrate. We went right in there, and magistrate did our separation agreement right there. And then we had to go. I went back to the clerk to pay for it. Hear that, because that's key. I went back and I paid for it. And so when I paid for it, the clerk said, it'll take about 6 months before you get a date. Well, that date came in 2 months. And so we went before the judge, and it took literally what the clerk said was supposed to be a year. God did in 5 months. My divorce was final in 5 months. Wow. And so I went through all that to say this: when you embrace the change, there was nothing I could do about him wanting out. But since he wanted out, I had to take my broken self and embrace it. And do what I needed to do so that God could do what he needed to do. And so now today, I'm more strong for it. I'm more bold because of it. I'm more intentional about my life. I embrace the things that I go through unexpectedly. And so when you go through one great trial, all it takes is one to teach you how to embrace and fight through the others. And yes. So God did that. He did that. And so it's just been amazing. It's been amazing. And so one of the things that's near and dear to my heart, but I just could not seem to get it going, was to have a platform for women who are facing divorce, women who yes. are going through divorce, not just women, but people who are going through divorce, because that's a very rough time. It's a very rough time. It's a very scary time. And so as a pastor, you know, I look to do that which whatever our Father has called me to do. And so he's adamant and he's intentional about these streets. He's intentional about it. And so that's who I am. That's what I do. And so embracing the life change now.
Yes, because now it means there's no other way. There's no other way she could have dealt through that. And I'm telling you, this is genuinely a woman of God. And I know from experience, like I said, we've known each other for years, and mm-hmm. I have been exposed to her ministry, her prayers. You know, she and I were just talking earlier about a prayer that we were at a cousin of mine's church there in the state of Rhode Island, actually. And I remember Pastor Cotton came over to me and she was just rubbing my belly, just rubbing. And who would have known in 2018, I would have gone through a battle of my own, you know, mm-hmm. who would have known that? I would never forget her praying over my belly. I thought I was going to be, you know, have a baby, but I was like, oh, at this age. But it was like there was a medical situation, you know, to cancer. And we're actually in the month of September. And so I'm wearing my color. You all can't see it, but I have on my cancerous color for the month of September. And just like I said, that she prayed over my belly. Who does that? And that's just how powerful this woman is. And she's talking about that's a book right there. Meet me at the courthouse. Oh my goodness. That's a story. Meet me at the courthouse. And she's a woman of Proverbs too. Trust in the Lord, Pastor, with all your heart and lean not to your what?
Own understanding.
And all your ways submit.
Dr. Betty, when you say you thought, you know, you were having a baby or something, I hear the Holy Ghost saying you were. And this is the baby that he was implanting in you even then.
Oh my goodness.
You have birthed it. And so that's why it has grown to the nations and it has grown, it is reaching thousands. And believe it or not, he is not through yet. And so God is amazing. He is very intentional with what he does. And so we have to make sure that we're in a place in order for us to not only embrace that life change, but to experience that life change. We have to make sure that we are people who can be coachable, teachable, and open to what the Holy Spirit is trying to do, because you will miss God if you don't. You will miss him.
I know. I told you guys, this is a bad woman right here, bad woman of God. She said, you will miss him.
You will.
You will miss him if you don't listen. I would have missed him if I had enough tears in me to wail, not cry, but wail for mm-hmm. another week when mm-hmm. I found out about that cancer. You know, mm-hmm. she was talking about the want, want, want. You all remember, those of you that are our age, you remember Charlie Brown's little operator when she would come on, she would say, want, 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 want. Well, that's how it was for me for the cancer. You know, like all I heard was cancer. I didn't hear anything mm-hmm. else but the Charlie mm-hmm. Brown operator. When her mm-hmm. husband said, I want a divorce, she didn't hear anything else, but her husband wanted a divorce. And mm-hmm. it's amazing that even today. And I knew her husband. I knew him back then. I think his name was Charles because that was my father's name. Okay. Yes. So yes. Confirmation. So mm-hmm. I remember him. And I remember when she went through that era of her life. And mm-hmm. I'm so proud of her because mm-hmm. she trusted in the one and only. And then she's not hating on that man because mm-hmm. we know that one of God's, his biggest rule is love. And that's why I've always talked to my audience about God's law. Love mm-hmm. always wins. It doesn't matter how people treat you. Love always wins. It doesn't matter that. And then I'm telling you, years later, he's come back and say how good she looked. How good she mm-hmm. looked. Can we get back together? You look so good. You know, it's like, no, once you're out, you stay out.
You missed it.
You missed it. Because that covenant said to death do us part. And now you're trying to kill my heart before our covenant is expired, before, he killed that covenant.
Yeah,
and I want to say to our audience, this is how you embrace life. Live intentionally for eternity. There have been a lot of things she could have said or done, but she chose God's law. Meet me at the court. Whatever makes your heart happy. At the court. She told you about that first P and everything. He didn't have the funds. I'll get the funds for you. Some people be like, oh, just pray on it. If you want that man, pray for him. Pray. But I hear you, Pastor. This is why she is a global Christian educator. We need to know all the ins and outs of in terms of divorce, because God doesn't want any of our hearts to hurt.
No, that's in
his word.
And I tell you, I know the enemy, you know, been trying to block this, because like, I know nothing about setting up a podcast, right? And so I went to a couple of different people, you know, promises to help me, nothing ever happened, you know, and so it just did not come forward, but I kept pressing, kept moving. And so, but I want to say this, one other way that you're going to be able to embrace, and you will not be able to embrace your life change without this, and that is acknowledging the place that you're in. You cannot have a life change if you don't acknowledge that you're in the place of needing a life change. If you are in a place where you just think all is hunky-dory, nothing's going on, nothing needs changing, you will miss the abundant life that God is so desiring for you to have. And that's a trick of the enemy. He keeps feeding you stuff to make it look good, feel good, make you think it's all good, so that you won't open your eyes and ears and really see that you are in trouble. And so I had to really, really see that. And God used my daughter to really, really snap me out of all that crying and pity party place that I was in. And she said to me, she said, "Mommy, that's enough." She said, that's enough of that. And I wasn't even face to face with her, but it was something, the way she said it, it caught my ears. And she said, "Mommy, you cannot see God if you're crying." You cannot see God if you're crying. That thing turned me completely around. It turned me completely around. So you have to acknowledge, number one, that you are in a rough place.
Yes, honestly,
in a rough place. If you don't acknowledge that, you cannot get to the better place. Ooh. You understand? You won't get there. And so, embracing the life change now is not about a bigger house, a bigger car, more money, more beautiful clothes. No, it's about being in a good place mentally, emotionally, right, and spiritually.
You got that right.
Yes, that's what it's about. And so we're here today partnering to make sure people hear that, so that they don't miss that. It's a profound thing that when Peter was in prison, he wasn't just in prison. He was in prison, and inside the cell with him, not only was he bound at his hands and feet, but inside the prison with him were two guards, one on the right, one on the left. Outside of the cell were guards. So they were guarding the cell. They were guarding him on the inside, but the angel of the Lord still showed up in the cell and shined the light on Peter. And he shook him in his side. He said, get up quickly. We're getting out of here. And that's the embracing the life change now. Like Peter, when the angel comes and shake you and he says, get up now. You don't belong here. This is not the place for you. If you continue sleeping, because Peter was sleeping when the angel woke him up. So you can't. I preached months ago, do not sleep past your breakout moment. You cannot miss your breakout moment. And so when the angel shows up for you in whatever condition that is, God showed up for you, Dr. Betty, when he said, "Are you done crying? are you done crying now?" If you had to ignore that and stayed in your place of weeping and moaning and all of that, this life change platform, embracing it, would not have been birthed. And so we got to make sure that we hear God, see God when he shows up and say, "Get up quickly." He divorced you. Get up.
Get up quickly. It. That is so powerful. You know, I'm going to share this with you. My timer went off and said, "You only have a few more minutes," but we're going to continue this conversation because I know that you all are impacted by what Pastor has said. That's Pastor Sharon Cotton. She's all over the global media. So you check her out. And Pastor, I want you to say, just let people know how they can contact you.
Okay. So I am on Facebook. My name is Shay Denise, for today anyway, because the Lord has instructed me to change that. So you can find me on Facebook. I'm on Instagram as well. I just love it. I just love it.
Yes. And so,
God is good.
He's
good. So, my Instagram is Pastor Shay 77. You can find me over there as well.
I'm telling you all, follow her, like her, contact me if you can't find her. Again, this is Dr. Betty Speaks. Everything, BettySpeaks.com. You can contact me and make comments there about what you have heard. We're on Bashani's Radio, best podcast out there in the atmosphere. So why not start embracing your life today? Today, begin to facilitate those changes for your future, for eternity. Remember, you have the choice to live intentionally for eternity. That's what life is, L-I-F-E, live intentionally for eternity. After all, your life change now begins now.
Yes.
There's no other way. And it begins with you. I would like to tell you to embrace the life change now because there is no other way, again, to thrive and conquer life chances, challenges and changes. Your now is your new opportunity waiting. Your now is your new opportunity window. Embrace your now, knowing that there is no other way. So this has been Dr. Betty Speaks and our global Christian educator, Pastor Sharon Bryant. Tune in for us. We have another show that will be coming up next week. I can't wait to hear your feedback from this show. It has been such a pleasure being here with you, Pastor Cotton. Yes, new name and all.
Yes.
Listen to you, Pastor. Any final words?
I will say, embrace your life change now, because today is all you have. Tomorrow is not promised. And so I will be looking for your life change.
Ooh, God Jesus. Bless. God bless.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.